So, Harry Paul. Somehow we feel very, can you feel a very mellowed out atmosphere? It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
That is the result of calming the mind on one hand, and on the other hand, filling the mind with new or spiritual energy. I must tell you from my experience of doing personal retreats in India. Sometimes at the end of them, it's very difficult for me to consider to go back to the life in in the West. Mm. At other times, when it does not go so well, I'm starving to go back. So I think we can understand from our experience here these two reactions. When it does not go bad, if it does not go well, but if our mind is just so very rebellious, then the experience is really very, very unusual. I remember I have one god brother, his name is Umapati Swami. He is in China, where there is a lot of interest in Krishna consciousness. I mean, a lot. Mm. And he was maybe one of the first devotees of Krishna in the West. He came when Prabhupada opened his first temple in Manhattan, in New York. So he came and attended the first lectures and was amongst the first bunch, so to say, of new devotees who were initiated, and they all came more or less from the hippie culture. That was a big thing in America at that time. So he remembers when there was the first Krishna Jamashtami, that is the appearance day of Krishna, which was celebrated in the little temple. It was a very, very mystical experience for him and the others. They had this day is celebrated by fasting from early morning to 12 o'clock at night, when Krishna actually appears. So he described they didn't take breakfast, it was all right. Then lunchtime came and they felt, I would like to eat. Then afternoon came, and they actually became hungry. Then Srila Prabhupada came down at around 7 o'clock. He sat down and he said, now we are going to chant Sanskrit mantras until the time where Lord Krishna appears. So he started chanting and they were listening, and all they could hear is, I got to eat, I want to eat, I am meant to eat, I'm biologically constructed to eat, I should eat, and so on and so forth. And when they looked at the second hand of the clock, Umapati swears, you know what is a second hand? There is an hour hand, this is like this, then there is a minute hand, which goes by the minute, and then there is a second hand, tick, 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 tick. No, like this. So he said, when he looked at the second hand, he could swear that when it was on 15, it took an hour so that it jumped to 16 seconds. And he thought, what is going on? Am I in a different world? No, the world he was in was the was he saw for the first time the world of the mind, which constructs a totally unrealistic picture of reality. When you are not eating, you notice it, but you don't notice it in normal times. So when we did this exercise, where we had a few potent spiritual udipans, it's called, impulses in it, then the mind became a little bit more peaceful and different. But if this does not work, it becomes intolerable, it becomes difficult. And maybe for some of you, I could see one of you, at least you were spacing out and not spacing in, then it's just difficult. Anyways, congratulations, thank you. Under very warm climatic conditions, you did very well, very well. I'm very proud of you. And I'm not just saying it to humor you or to flatter you, but really, I'm very grateful that you come along with me. I wanted to now spend the remainder of our time in prayerful chanting. What we will do is we will sing a little bit. Just a very, very little bit. Gaurahari and Manu, can we request you to come? This is just a little intern conversation. What melody? Prayerful. Yes. We know about 1,000 melodies, so we have to find the right one. No, I don't have that. One thing we need also. Gokovinda, you know where I am residing. Can you just go and fetch for my red bag my cartels? It's a little white pouch. And can you give these to Nityananda, please? And you will play, and sometimes I will stop playing and you have to continue. But we will play together all the time. Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Much. I saw the roof was lifted for about 1 meter when you sang so loud and strong and devotionally. It was really lifting up the roof. So I want to now try something with for about 15 minutes, and then we will have a hopefully lively question and answer session. Yesterday I had a very good conversation in the sharing part with one devotee, my partner, and he brought up a very nice point. He said for him the chanting works if there is some feeling there, some devotional feeling, some bhakti, which starts to enliven the otherwise repetitious practice, you know. So I think he made a very nice point. When there is, let us say, a loving relationship, then it doesn't get boring. Like when a father sits with his little son or his little daughter, and he says to the little daughter or the little son, I so much like the way you have played in the sandbox, and you know, and the son or daughter responds. It doesn't get boring for them because both of them feel an exchange of affection and an exchange of love. And although they may say the same thing all over, it's not boring. I heard that there's one sentence which you can repeat as often as you want and it never gets boring. It's the sentence, "I love you." If it means something to you, you can express it in different ways. I appreciate you. I feel happy when I see you. And you can say it again and again, but it's the one thing which never gets boring, although you have many repetitions in the sentence. No? So if you can bring some, if you can understand this and then uplift this idea, if you can bring some devotional feeling towards your japa, then although you chant again and again the same thing, it will not get boring. Quite the opposite is true. You cannot have enough of it. You will go like Haridas Thakur, who saw the sun rise in the morning and he thought, "You just rose." And then the sun, then he was informed, no, that was the previous morning that the sun rose. Then you chanted all day and you forgot that everything about everything else. And then you looked again and the sun was rising. That's a new sunset. The old sunset, that's a new sunrise. Thank you. The old sunrise is Hogya. It's done already. Finished. When we chant with some feeling, we also will not get bored. Now, one way to bring about devotional feelings is to have association with those who have devotional feelings. And fortunately, these great souls have poured out their feelings in the form of prayers into either songbooks or prayer books, which are in our possession nowadays. Where would we be in bhakti if we would not have seen examples of bhakti in the form of the great souls and their prayers and their pouring out their heart, etc. So I wanted to make a little prayer session with you just to teach you a little prayerful chanting session with you, just to teach you, then you can do eventually on your own. I request you to take up your japa mala now, and whenever I make this sound, that is when I ring the karatals twice, then please stop your japa and listen to a prayer, and then when you hear this signal, it means go. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone on his own, please. I will now read something to you, and I will request you after this to take your sheet with the Gopinath prayers, and then do what I show you now on your own. But I want to just give an example. So you are chanting like this, like you have done, and then you feel, "Wow, I need a little dosis, or it would be good for me to chant with some more feelings." So where do I get the feelings, the devotional feelings? I get it from the example of the great souls. So let me read a prayer and do some, read it like I do now. Please don't look at your pieces of paper. I will read something totally different than what you have. Please tell me. When will that day be mine? when my offenses will end, and a taste for the pure holy name will be infused within my heart by the power of divine grace. And then I will continue reading until something strikes me. I feel myself lower than a blade of grass. I will be forbearant and tolerant in my heart, and I will show respect to all. I will free myself from all false pride. Oh, tell me, please tell me, when will I become like that and taste the essence of the liquid nectar of the holy name? Then I continue singing, reading, and come to this verse. When in the land of Navadvip, on the banks of the Gangas, will I run about, calling out, O Gaura, O Nityananda? When will I dance and sing like a madman, giving up all social considerations? So I'm reading this, and for me, this now strikes me. And I say, wow, yes, walking in on the banks of the Ganga, I see it, man. I see it right before me, and calling out, O Gaura, O Nityananda, why not? Why be always ordinary? Let's be extraordinary this one time. Dancing, singing like a madman, very good. When will I give up all social considerations? And I'm good. This is, I have my doses of nectar, and then I continue chanting like this. I am a little bit like this, although don't worry, I will not do these things in public, or also not you know. But this is striking me. It tells something to me, and now I can chant with some devotional feelings. So, what I but you are different from me. What I request you to do is, we will chant now for a little while, and then on this signal, I request you all to just. Actually, we will not guide you in this. We will do for 10 more minutes chanting, and then within the 10 more minutes, just get the sheet of paper out, which you have the prayer sheet, and whenever you feel like, you read a prayer, and then you see how that informs and inspires your chanting. Is it clear? Mm-hmm. You decide on your own, because it's every one of us has his own pulse, his own fingerprint, and certainly his own heart condition. So please make sure that you don't need to watch at the time. I will tell you where we are, but you just stop. Please, one thing, please avoid that you chant and read, because then the chanting will not be the same, because half of your attention is with the reading, nor is the reading the same, because half of your attention is with the chanting. So when you decide to read, please stop for a while your chanting. It's only 30 seconds, or I don't know how fast you read, until something strikes you. And then when you have read something which inspires you, then only start to chant again. So, let us start now. So, thank you very much for participating in this japa practice. There is a statement in one of the
songs. The song is written by Srinivas Acharya, who had heard about the famous six Goswamis of Vrindavan and wrote a song where he detailed the way they did their spiritual practice. It said, Sankhya Purvakana Magana Natibi Kalavasani Krito Nitrahara Vihara Kadi Vijito Chadyanto Dino Chayo. It is said that they used their valuable lives in executing devotional activities and thus conquered over eating and sleeping. What this means is they slept something like 2 hours a day and ate a little ball of flour, which they enriched with some water, and then they made a little ball and put it in the fire, and what came out was a hard small bread which they ate. So you can say they conquered over eating and sleeping. They were very renounced. How did they do so? Well, they utilized their full time in Sankhya Purvaka, making obeisances. Nama, they chanted the holy name. Gana, they sang particular songs or prayers. And then Natibi, they sometimes danced also. So these are the extraordinary activities of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. I don't think you should immediately do the same thing, that is, make a sadhana of offering obeisances, chanting the holy name, chanting songs, and then dancing happily in your apartment, or when you have work, in your working place, you can dance on your table. No, that may be a little controversial, but the idea here is that one can mix the devotional activities and, for instance, sing songs or ashtakams while one does his japa practice. One could just stop for a while and infuse one's spiritual practice with reading the songs of the great acharyas. That's authorized. That's what the Goswamis also did in Vrindavan. For me, chanting is like a journey, and sometimes the journey is a dry one. That is when there are no devotional feelings. At that time, it's good to go to a bhakti filling station and just get a little bhakti into the practice, and that bhakti is brimming over in the prayers of the great acharyas, the great souls, and it can be had entirely for free. Sometimes the spiritual master of my spiritual master said, love of Godhead is very easy to attain. It costs only 1 rupee 50 paisa. What? So cheap? and since when can I buy it? And then he explained further. For 1 rupee 50 paisa, you can get a songbook of Bhaktivinoda Thakur or the songbook of Narottam Das Thakur, Prema Bhakti Chandrika. Have that and read it, and it will give you bhakti. This is a nice practice which you can sometimes try. I want to now open the forum for any questions which you might have at this stage. I see Gogovinda has a question, and your good name again? Sunilji. Mm-hmm. Our Madhijis have questions. Yes, Umesh has a question. Gogovinda, are you a registered participant of the course? Then I have to see. Tomorrow we are meeting for filming purposes. Then we can discuss. Are you a registered person? Good.
Maharaj, you mentioned about reading the prayers of the Acharyas, and by reading them we can, you know, invert the feelings of the Acharyas, but how do you take the feelings and really take them into the heart space, so you know that you can see from the feelings that from the prayer, but how can I feel that? Is it just because if I just read it, is it meant to be that I feel it straight away, or can I do something to in the mind?
It's the question. Let me repeat it. The question was, you recommended to read prayers, but how can I feel these prayers in the heart? They are the prayers of someone else, of the great Acharyas. There is a very interesting principle about communication. It's called resonance. When you hear something, wait until it resonates with you, until it strikes a chord in you, we say like this. And once it does, something comes out of you, some feeling comes out of you. If you just read and nothing strikes you, then you're right. Then what you read is something which you have not internalized. But if you read until you come to a place where you resonate, that means some feeling comes, then something has been awakened within you. Thank you. Who else was there? Yes, your good name again, please.
Lalita.
Yes, Lalita.
I have a question, because when my mind was in growing summer, then I started to read this, and then I felt that it can still running around, so I started to scream inside to stop, and then started to repeat this prayer in my mind. So is it good to repeat prayers while chanting, or I should just consider be focused on chanting the names?
Good. Should we repeat the prayers which we read while chanting, or should we just focus on the holy names? When I'm asked these questions, it is a little difficult for me to answer. Why? Because I'm not sure if I can find the proper words. It is said one should chant prayerfully. The prayerful mood which we have heard, which accompanies the chanting of the holy name, is please accept me, or please accept me in my service. Not in my service, in your service, of course. Please accept me in your service. It's a certain prayerful mood which has been recommended to us. Now, while you chant, in the beginning you may mentally formulate these prayers, but after some time it should become something which is with you, which is in your chitta, in your awareness or consciousness, or if you would like to say it psychologically, which is in your subconsciousness, it informs what you do. For instance, we are requested to chant in a humble state of mind. That's a mind state. That doesn't mean that while we chant, we always think I'm lower than the straw in the street, I'm lower than the man who sells potatoes around the corner. It doesn't mean that we are all the time with these pictures or mental images. It just means that we have an underlying mood, a foundational mood which carries us. So these prayers, what they will do is, they will first inform you
about the content which they have. For instance, when you read a prayer, oh, please save me from the repeated cycle of birth and death. This is in the beginning when reading the prayer, you have these words in your mind. Please save me from the repeated cycle of birth and death. But after some time, this should come inside of you, and you address the Lord in a prayerful mood, that is, in a mood of begging. And at that time, you may no longer visualize or internally vocalize these sentences. It has become a mood. Yeah, so it is step one, step two, yeah. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is for my question, because I heard that...
Would you be satisfied with me if we go first to the other and then return to you, yeah? Mm-hmm. To give everyone an equal chance. Our guest from Chile, yes. Chile, not Chile. Yes.
When we are chanting or in a kirtan, and sometimes we think about our spiritual master instead of Krishna, but we don't think that our spiritual master is Krishna, but we think he is a servant very loved for Krishna. And is this correct, or we should try to avoid and just focus on Krishna?
When we chant, should we think of our spiritual master as a servant of Krishna, or should we just focus on Krishna? There was once a very interesting question to my spiritual master. The question was, at the moment of death, or at the time of death, we should think of Krishna, then we go back to Krishna. But what if we think of you? It means you, Srila Prabhupada. That question was put before him. It said we must think of Krishna, but what if we think of you? And Srila Prabhupada answered, that's the same. What he had in mind while giving the answer was not was this. When you think properly of your spiritual master, you will think of Krishna. It's just like when I think of the window, then I think of the, for instance, if I think of this window, then I think of the beautiful Kastanienbaum. In Germany, the German language, this is a Kastanienbaum. You know, how do we say Kastanien?
Chestnut
tree. Yeah, not be... thinking of the window and of the chestnut tree is the same, because if I look at the window, I see the chestnut tree. In the same way, when I look at the spiritual master, if I look in the right way, then I see him as a dear servant of Krishna, and I'm immediately with my mind on Krishna. Remember, the spiritual master wants to be seen as a transparent media. He doesn't, when we hear about Guru, we don't want to establish so much a personality cult where the person is there covering, or let me say, blending a Krishna out. That is not the proper perspective. Although that is possible to see, when we see the spiritual master, we just, I remember in our, when we were young and so on, when we talked about spiritual about Prabhupada, we would, for instance, often talk about his unusual way of drinking. He would take the cup up and then he would pour it down from 50 centimeters. It looked like an acrobatic feat. And I remember when I saw this for the first time, I was just... then my brother asked me, who was also there, my physical brother. I have a brother in Krishna consciousness. What did Srila Prabhupada say? I said, I have no idea. I just saw how he drank, and I was thinking the whole day about his drinking abilities, you know. So that is maybe understandable for a new devotee, but it is not the idea of, you know, of relating to our spiritual master. We should see him more as someone who talks about Krishna and remember that, and not remember his eating habits or whatever other habits like this. Oh, sorry, I'm looking at Lalita while answering the question of our what is your Chintamani? Oh, wonderful name. Thank you. Good. Was there anyone else? Umesh. Oh, Krishna. Yes, Umesh. I'm going to say far. Yes, Umesh. Umesh, would you be all right? Because we are over time, and today we have a very powerful mother inviting us, and we need to be there on time. Otherwise, everything is spoiled. So, park your two questions. We will certainly answer it in due course of time. Thank you very much. I will see all of you at 7:30 in the temple. But before this is the excellent open air, cool japa session by Gaura Hari, starting at 5 o'clock under the trees, the sacred trees of Radha Desh. Hare Krishna.